In Dust3.fm Book Review. Non-Goals, What to Look For When You're Looking at Soccer. Written by Bob Jark, reviewed by Christine L. Book Review from Readzy.com. How do you fall in love with a game that ends in a draw 20% of the time? A game in which goals happen on only 10% of all shots and shots happen on only 11% of all possessions? To truly love soccer, you need to love the moments between goals. Non-Goals illuminates these under-the-surface moments on a soccer field, unlocking the game by connecting on-field action to cultural phenomena that the soccer curious will understand. Whether you're a fan or a non-fan, after reading Non-Goals, you'll never look at soccer the same way again. Much of the world is glued to global play-by-play footage of the World Cup. If you're not a big soccer fan, however, you might be wondering, what's all the hoopla about? What makes this game such a phenomenon for both players and fans? Why is soccer such a compelling sport? If you've ever wondered about this or have been trying to figure out all the buzz about soccer, this book will be a huge assist. It clearly and artfully articulates a new way of watching and thinking about the world's most viewed sport. Growing up in rural Central California, the author says he didn't grow up a soccer fan. But now, soccer is unquestionably the sport I love watching more than any other, he writes in the introduction. Years later, it's taken me a long time to understand why. Hint: it's not just about scoring goals. It's about non-goals, which the author describes as the brilliant, skillful, inspiring moments between scoring that can hold your attention for hours or, in my case, years. The author illustrates his main points, themes, and concepts with examples from venues with which soccer novices may be more familiar, such as Julia Child in the Kitchen, a three-month run to Fort Ticonderoga during the American Revolutionary War, The Beatles and Let It Be, Ernest Hemingway and the Iceberg Theory of Writing as it relates to non-goal craftsmanship, and Pelé and The Greatest Goal Never Scored. The author also discusses why the best time to be a soccer fan in America is right now. Also discussed are vital elements of soccer that may not always be obvious to a goals-conscious spectator, such as movement and timing, creativity, organization, vision, and preparation. Nimble and quick, this agile red has much to offer to soccer neophytes and others. In easy-to-understand language reinforced by real-life examples and diagrams, the author explains terms that may seem mysterious or mystifying to non-soccer fans. These include the through the ball, aka pass into space, and offside, not to be confused with offsides. The plural form is for American football. Also, throw-ins, dummies, and playing out from the back. Also included is a 2022 Non-Goal World Cup preview and recommended reading. Finally, this is no mind-numbingly boring dissertation on the sport or a stupor-inducing blackboard theory type of monologue. It feels more like a conversation. Like the author is sitting down with you and having an informal give-and-take dialogue about soccer over a friendly cup of coffee. The lively style artfully articulates a way of watching and thinking about soccer that may be new to some readers. If that's you, then you're in for a treat with this ultimate quick primer for the soccer curious. Besides, it's just plain fun. In Dust3.fm Book Review. Non-Goals, What to Look For When You're Looking at Soccer. Written by Bob Jark, reviewed by Christine L. Book Review from Readzy.com. Visit Readzy.com for more book reviews.